Simon Reis Tzadik, the Sugya of Meir Brachas on Shabbos. First, you have to start off with Kolius. What's the lacha to do to get to Meir Brachas in general, and then to focus on Shabbos. First, you have Makor, a Braisa in Menachas after Gilman Beis, brings down Hoyer Meir Oimer Meir Sisai Chayv Odom Lavarach Meir Brachas B'Chol Yoim. Person has a chiv every single day to say Meir Brachas, brings down a pasuk in Ekev, Vati Yisol Ma Hashem Kechel Shalom Imcha. Ma Hashem Lekech, what did Kosh Baruch Hu ask from you? Says Rashi, how do we see from this pasuk the Yechiyah Meir Brachas? The word Ma, you read as Meir. Vat Yisrael Meir, Kosh Baruch Hu wants Meir Brachas. That's in the Rif and the Rosh, bring it down. What second Shan plays this, that you read the Oisius in the pasuk, there are 99 Oisius. How you make Ma to Mole to Meir, comes out to be 100. Or the word Shol, Ma Hashem Kechel Shol, in the Torah, missing a Vav, make it a Mole with a Vav, it has 100 Oisius. Or third Malach and Tosfos, if you do the Akbash, Alf Oisius of Top, and Beis Oisius of Shin, so word Mem, Ma, Mem, it comes to the case of Yud, and the Hey is Tzadik, so Yud and Tzadik, the Gematria is 100. Or fourth Shalom B'Shoinim, Ma and Targum is Meir, so the same in August of Ben Osher. When we have put them, Shotim was Pshat in the Sigil, that comes out, the Gemara very clear, Chayv Om Lavar, Kol Yoyim, Meir Brachas, based upon the Pasuk. Once we have this Pasuk, the Shal is Meir Brachas, the Dindir Abonim or Dindir Eisel. And even though it could be a case of a Gematria, however, we see the halacha is negated a Nozer, Stam Nozer L'Shloshim Yoyim, and the Gemara brings down and says, Yeah, as Gematria 30. You see, even Gematrias can be a case of Dindir Eisel. The Shal there is, the Dindir Meir Brachas, Dindir Abonim or Dindir Eisel. The Kamung Bahag, the Reim, they count the mitzvahs, they count in one entire mitzvahs in of Meir Brachas. Bahag and the Reim count as Meir Brachas. And the shell is, if that's so, one other makor to point out, where we see that in the Meir Brachas, is that Shmuel, in Dovah Melech, Shmuel Beit, Perech of Gimel, over there when Dovah Melech says over his last words on his deathbed, Pasuk says, Ve'elu divrei Dovah na'achronim, num Dovah ben Yishai, num agever hukam ol, he was what? Mashiach al Yaakov, who known as Miras Yisrael. Dovah Melech is saying over his lasting legacy, he's the Mashiach, he's the one who said over to him to Klal Yisrael. He was the one who was hukum all. He put it all on Klal Yisrael. What do you mean hukum all? He put it all on Klal Yisrael. Says the Medrash that all meant that Yisrael in his generation, there was a Magaif in Klal Yisrael, and 100 Bakrim, 100 people dying every single day. And built upon this, he saw Pi Ruach HaKodesh, that to stop this Indian, it's going to say Meir Brachas B'chol Yoyim. Therefore, the stack upon Klal Yisrael say Meir Brachas B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim. And the word all, hukum all is ayin lamed, is gematria 70, is gematria 100, ayin is 70, and lamed is 30, together is 100. And therefore, his lasting legacy in Klal Yisrael is Tehillim, Mashiach, and the Indian's Mesakim Meir Brachas. That's the lasting legacy of David HaMelech. The portion points out this, so the Chor, if David Mesakim it, how in the world can the Bahag and the Reim say, is it in the Reisel? Or in the Tariq Mitzvahs? So they point out they're ready to say for Manig, or the Reina Machai, they want to tell them that Moshe Rabbeinu is Mesakin, or came from the Zman of Moshe Rabbeinu, Meir Brachas, and then Klal Yisrael forgot it. Once they forgot it, they came along with Magaifo, the Dalmel saw Pi Ruach HaKodesh, they have to go back to Meir Brachas, and therefore, Dalmel came back as with the standards in the Meir Brachas. That's how you can answer the Bahag. The Maisel, the Rambam, and the Bahag, in their Sefer Mitzvahs and the Shoresh, they come along, they disagree, they quote the Bahag, says the Bahag counts numerous mitzvahs and mitzvahs de Rabbanon. We disagree and only count mitzvahs de Raisa. And therefore, the examples, one of the examples they say we do not count is the case of Meir Brachas. We don't count that about the case of the Rabbanon here. That's how the Poskim seem to go, the Charedim, the Ma'bit. And afterwards, the Poskim seem to understand that Be'ikur, that Gam, we have a Poskim here, the Poskim is Mach Dakro, we hold in of Meir Brachas, the Dindir Rabbanon. Now, there are certain Makaris that want to tell you that it's not even the Rabbanon, it's only in the Midas Chasidus. However, they point out the Pasha lost in the Gemara on the Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim Rishonim is Chayiv Odom. It's a Chayiv Gomer. Therefore, in the Meir Brachas, again, even though it's saying it's not the Raisel, it's the Gedev of the Rabbanon, but Maisel Avad the Chayiv Pasha and Klal Yisrael. That's first the Makar Shaboy. The second thing is, once we have the Makar, what's the Havano or the Tam behind this in the Meir Brachas? Meaning, basically, we have a pasuk over here that's coming to tell you the inner Meir Brachas, a pasuk in Ekev. if you read the pasuk, it says Ma Hashem Kechel Shalom Imcha. What Kosh Baruch want from you? Kiim Liyiro. Kosh Baruch want Zero. Velechem Kol Durocho. Velechem Durocho. Go on his ways. He wants Lahavol Yisrael. He can love him. Ulaavda Bechol Vavim Chol Nafshecho. So one question is first: what shaykhs and mayor brachas have to do with Avo and Yiro and the idea of Laavda? What shaykhs want to another? Why is over here for? Why is the Rambam over here? The Gemara is Smakto. What does that have to do with this pasuk over here? So come along the Kerenoro, the Kitchen Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch, the Betim Ke'inde, the Mashal, and the Sigil. The one Taino, the idea of, we have a question over here. Kosh Baruch wants from you Ava Nira. How do you get there? How do you lead this Indian Velachta with your Achav? How do you go do it? So come along, Chazal is saying, if a person does correctly the Meir Brachos, then this will lead you to the Ava and to the Yira. This will lead you to Lachta with your Achav Ula Avdai. This is the way to go do it. Not stop you say Bracha. The words "Bli Neshama," "Go Bli Neshama." But you say every time a bracha, the kavana Baruch Ata Hashem, Adonai Kol Haya Hayve V'Yira, Elokeinu Baltakav Balicholus Bakolches Kulam. Every time you have a great kavana of what you're saying, and that is, this will lead to Avanir. So the reason why it's in this pasuk is it leads to this concept of how do you get Ma Hashem Kecha Shalom Imcha? Do you make brachas? It's very simple. And afterwards, Achoyim is Manenu bring it down from Zalman and Rishonim and Svarim. And if you look at the article in Nakdomo, Rehal have a skomo or Nakdomo from of Matziel Salomon, he writes in the same bracha that you want a foolproof way to get to your Shemayim, Meir Brachas. That's the guaranteed way. That's again what the Potsik, that's what I'm telling you. You want a way to go get to your Shemayim, you go do Meir Brachas correctly. With this, you can understand, and again, what happened last week's parasha, we have last week's parasha, Gisavoy, they need of the klolos. Rashi points out how many klolos do we have. We have 98 klolos. Plus, we have a pasuk of Kol Cholim Kol Mako that comes out. Rashi says 100 klolos. Says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch Halacha L'Maaseh. If we say 100 brachas every day, we make him from the 100 klolos. 100 klolos. That's him. He's putting a chidah in Ali Rabba. And before in the Rekeach, when the Rishonim bring down this Indian in Simin Shinchah, the Indian of the Meir brachas and make him from the Meir klolos. And the question is, what should Shaykh does one have to do with another? Pashas is a read of pasuk in the Torah. Torah says, if you do the mitzvahs, you get schar of the brachas. In Moitishmu, you don't listen to the mitzvahs, you get the oidish and the kolos. The Torah says one thing, and somehow come along, may brachas, I'll protect you. The Torah says, you want to get protected, go do all the mitzvahs. That's what says the pasuk. So what exactly does the may brachas have to do what it says, doing the mitzvahs? So before they said the very posh, now we understand. The idea of may brachas leads you to Abba and Tira of Alach to Bedrachov. Once you have the Meir Brachas, that will lead to the protection of doing the mitzvahs, which is easy to be done right now, and therefore protect you from the klolos. And that's when you get the brachas. So the Seid Shaboy that the Paiskim bring down of how the Meir Brachas is protecting the Meir from the Meir klolos over here is very simple. The idea is that when a person does a bracha correctly every single day, it'll lead the person to be Eiv Hashem Ba'av V'Yiro, and therefore it'll lead to the protection of doing all the mitzvahs, the klolos. Void come on the Bach and he says that true in Bizman Dovla Malach when a person did not do the brachas, let's make Efo, he says, Lad Akim with those times, even Bizman Azeh, same thing, not saying the Meir brachas also lead to a person with constant miso. Bach. So come along that not only we have a Chiv, but the point of a piece Segula, of how the person has to go do it, people like Segula. Well, Segula's work more than what the Chiv is. The piece Segula, it's begging to protect you. It brings you your Shemaim over here, it protects you from the Kodesh Hamisi you have over here, it takes you with the Kodesh over here. So we have a Chiyuv, and the time behind it, why Chazal Mastaki to help you out with Numis and Yonim, Avada, to strengthen the idea of working on the concept of the Meir Brachas. Negeta also, the first question people like discussing is who's the Machayim of Meir Brachas? That means, poshim, men have to do Meir Brachas every day. People like discussing, what about Noshim? Do women have a Chiyuv to say Meir Brachas every day? The shallow first is, the Ma'ariv is Rishus, therefore women do not have Ma'ariv, therefore they're missing over 20 brachas. Negate to Mincha, Sfadim hold, the women are not Mokhayim in Mincha. Missing another 20, they're missing this, they're missing 40 brachas. Not only that, the Mo'ravam we already mentioned, I think last week, Mo'ravam says, the meaning of Klal Yisrael, say only Birchus Shvach, and not to say any Shemana says any davening, to me, I can't mitzvah of Tfilah, not like the Mishavu Paskins. Therefore you're missing Shachas, Mincha, Ma'ariv, all three Shemana says, and the Birch Spirit Shema Kadaima, you're missing over 60 brachas. So the missing over 60 brachas a day, which will get to the Cheshbon how to count it, how in the world they gain to the Indian of Meir Brachas? I once went, when I just got married with my wife, to Dave Schwartzman, a Baruch Schwartzman, for Shiva of Beit the Talmud, the Tal. So I asked him, do women have a chiyuv of mayor brachas? He told me, yes, they do. So I asked him, well, my, they don't have marriage. He says, who says? Go ask my daughter. What? So I went to his daughter and I asked her, do you have marriage? She said, yes. So I said, why? She said, my father said mayor brachas. Fine. I see others, Mavad Yasef, also Licha Zoylam and Chilik Aleph, the Isma Meir Brachas says, yeah, most of the men and women, they say, Meir Meis, the Svardim, don't have to daven Mincha, not Meir, missing 40 bucks over here. He says, Mabaya, they nash all day, they eat. Go me Cheder Cheder, Shinim Mokim, they can daven Mincha they want, they can daven Meir. And Chalam, Chiyah Meir Brachas. Therefore, his two sons, Yaakov Yosef, Elokha Brua, both come along, Paskim, Mechiv Gomer. They ask a question, Mechaim Kinevsky, I see at least seven different swarm, I'm sure there are more out there already. They come along, they ask the question of Chaim. He says, no, it's between men and women. Men have a chiv. Women have a chiv over here. Therefore, the Arnum is placing his manenu, come along, and taina that men and women are equal upon this. Atzal Hasheni does not seem to be the minig this way. They ask the question of Shlomo Zalman, enter our Scheinberg, enter our Bosner, enter our Strobo, enter our Nevesal, and the Shevka Otsiv, Oid, Oid. They come along, they taina know the women do not seem to have the Tanoga Meir Brochas, and they're part of this Indian. Now, the question is, what's the lamed behind it? Among the svarim, you want the numbers of 23 to 13. I'm not sure that is exactly. Just upon that number, Shabbai, 23 say no, 30 say yeah. But first, the svar Shabbai, Rabbi Yashar, of course, is brought down 15 in the svarim, seven different ways, but Eshiya. But we have over here that, Ashayla, what's the halacha? Not really three different ways. Just, yeah. But the shayla is, what's first the lamed behind it? Why yes, why not? Why not? So first, it's Satri Machma, why women do have to. First question is this Indian Meir Brachas a mitzvah Hazayis is man gramo, or Shloisa is man gramo? Is it a set time, and women are part of mitzvahs as man gramo, or not? So you could say, it might negate to davening this set time. The bayah is that Indian Meir Brachas is really all day, every day. There's no set time for it. And if I'll be swore, come along the machrim and say, why the pata, it might be the case of it, she'ina's man gramo. It's a set thing, it's every single day, all day. That's Aleph. The second thing they say is, look at the Makar, wisdom Makar, smach takro, ma Hashem kekal shalom imcha, ki im liyiro. Because Baruch Hu wants yiro. And then he doesn't want yiro from Noshim. He doesn't want to have it from Noshim. He doesn't want to lack the rock from the Noshim. The Makar Shabbat is thy men and thy women. A third thing they say is the second Makar from Dovda Melech. They say them from the Magepho. The women, Lemaisa, Noshim, and the boy Chaya, the women do not need life. That's not the Loshim, the Mor Kedushin, the Flamadalit. The Gemara they discuss about the women have a chiv mezuzah. The Gemara wants to make a hekesh from Talmud Torah, but the idea of mezuzah protects you, helps you for this person to live. And then the Gemara says, of course, women have chiv mezuzah. Why? Because women also need the in the chayit, also have to live. So if so, it protects you from a geif of skos misha mitzah. I'll be swear the second makor. Also, women should have a chiv and may have brought this. A fourth thing is the lashon of the Gemara is chayiv adam. So one say one tiny adam, lashon not part of adam. I don't understand why that's so. I see they say chemetay avad. It's not that way. Adam is Adam is Adam. It's people. They don't say I'm not shem to them chayv Adam. And therefore, of course, shemini chol and gather of people. Not shem shemini chayv. But oid the Yisrael Chaim Kanievsky says, let's analyze it. Bisman Dovid al Melech. With the Shmon Esrei, with the Anshe Kedesh Gdola, with the Mesakiu, what to go say? No, everything you did during the day, you have to give the thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu when you made up your own bracha. So why is Bisman Dovid al Melech different than our times? You want to come along and say what? They don't have mincha ma'ariv. They didn't have mincha ma'ariv then. You do whatever you wanted to go do. No takana then. Everyone davened. They said they're all shyness, all lashem. If so, since there's no takana, any specific bracha, do whatever you want to go do. Look who the mizman is there. That's the five reasons that Satya Machmir. Atzal Hasheni, Satya Meikel. Shemach, he writes in Shuvah, he writes one line in the Chelik Beis. He says, who is the mitzvah say? He says, man gromo. Doesn't explain why that's so. Not clear why. Want to say my third Noshim and Potter? So what? It's every day, all day. There's no set time. No one says that. No one says that. Repask is all one. 100 bucks is all one day. Repask again, all right. Very simple. We go night together with day. So what's Shiloh? So that is all day, every day. It's not Shiloh. By the point out, the second side they point out, come over Vazda says, Avada woman at Mukhayev. You can look at all those accounts. Meir Brachas, they can't marry. Women are Potter, they can't Tefillin. Women are Potter, they can't Sittis. She says, I'll bring you Raya, not be Sora, but look at everyone's counting. Meir Brachas, they count things that women are Potter from. A third Makor they point out, everyone's discussing what to go to on Shabbos, what to Yom Kippur will get to, Rosh Hashanah, you're missing brachas. Why do you ask on those days? This gets every single day, half the population is missing brachas. Why do you get specific days for it? Discuss a case every single day of all Noshim. Elamai is clear, the place comes not worrying about the case of Noshim. So we have a bayah over here, we have the longest, Apichesben Shabbai, women should be Mukhayev. We have the Nhogvish Shabbai, the mice of women seem to not be Mukhayev, up either way how the Makuri sounds like the count of the Mayor Brachas over here. The mice of what to go to, before Tov Shemir, before 1980, I could not find out what safe we were discussing this question, so it's very posh what the Lacha was. Not sure which way. It's either about a year, about a no. After 1980, Tov Shemem, I see over 70 different swarms discuss this question. Some say about it one way, some say another way. It's just very interesting though, what happened from Tov Shemem before and afterwards. Before it was very simple, not clear which way, but certainly it was very clear. Afterwards, I see mamish, there's 70 swarms already out there discussing this question. We kind of want the Meister what to go do. The Meister, one thing certainly I do point out, whether women have to or not, the fact that place can discuss in the get to Noshim, they say it's still in Mazaris that men still only have to. They say, for example, of the Ashvat Shuvah and Kavit Shuvah and Chelag Aleph, there's two lines about what women have to go daven. He puts in, women have to say Pashat Tomid every single day. Now people discuss it so or not, but certainly it's a Mazaris that men still only have to say Pashat Tomid every day. They give another example, my Mechain will the place can discuss Noshim have to go do. Why, yeah, why not? The men not to. No one's really clear why they don't, because why they should, it's a chiv and shulchan aruch. The fact that everyone's discussing it, at least the mizaris men, not to ignore that in shulchan aruch. So, where the kula is coming from, where the lumdas are, yeshlod and yeshlain, but certainly us men, the maestro, we about to have to, what women should go do, about they should go to the rub, seemingly not to see a miracle, the maestro, certainly the mizaris also go keep this in the mayor brachas over here. Similarly, they discuss in the Geti Ketanim. The Kotel also have to count Meir Brachas, does he have to go do it? He's a 10-year-old child. It's come along with Sefer Kotel Milkotov, he said, just like you want to bring a Raya, an idea that they count Meiriv, and since in Tfilah not in the Geti Noshim, you want to sign up bring also a Raya, the Kotel is not counted because they don't wear Tfilah. So therefore we see that when they count the Brachas, the Mitzvahs, they count Tfilah, must be the Kotel is Potter. A simple bottom as a Sefer, daily living. It's in the daily living, right? So in the same day of living, he says, Yesh Chal Karpe. Here you're missing 20 brachas, 40 brachas, you're missing 2 brachas. So why should not be Mechuyim Chinuch upon a child? A Patish be all brachas, Mechuyim Chinuch. And therefore, that's a Pashas, you're Mechanath and Meir brachas. He doesn't say a Chiddush, what age you have to Mechanath and Meir brachas. He says from the age of 5. Now, I don't understand that. Because my say kids do not say Shimon Esrei. A very old still doesn't say usually Shimon Esrei. Of course, we at least age 10 or 11. Somewhere, it's happy Shaykh, the Pashas, and Meir brachas, and Mechanath them. A 5-year-old is not shaykh the parish of Meir Brachas. Who the age of Chinuch Mechanachem, which should be Mechayit Mechanachem, who the age should be 10-11, maybe 9 or like, but 10-11, not before that. When the shaykh the parish, each child on stone, if kids, in my view, feel their emotional growth and the spiritual growth is better at 11, so 11. Some can appreciate davening earlier, so it's a 9, whatever age is. Whenever the shaykh the parish of Meir Brachas, the age of 5, I just don't know where that's coming from. But mice again, the chiv is simple. We just discuss men of Adiyah, women api chesh ben yadam, meaning seems to be no, and ketanim api svar should be yes from the age of 10 and onwards. Now the next thing is, once we have the end of Meir Brachas, what is the chesh ben? How to go count Meir Brachas? To go, for example, from a Jewish day, from night to day, or do go say that the end of davening is in like kabbonis, and kabbonis we count from day to night like Goyish day. Was it in like kabbonis day to night, or do you count from night to day? So they point out already the Sefer Itim, Rishon Bezman, I read, if you bring down the Machlokes Rishonim to get this question, do we go from night to day or day to night? They point out when you look in those who count Meir Brachas, Machlokes among Rishonim, how to go count it. Look at the Rambam, the Rukeach, the Reim, he starts counting first day and then night. Masha Enken, you look in the Ben Machayan, they say, Vamani, the Buddha Ram, they count first night and then day. So Machlokes among Rishonim, Halach Lamaisa, come there's one Sefer, Torah Chaim, want to say, they go from day to night. Mice Klar, when you learn Simon Mem Vav and over here by the Sigur of Brachas, all the places can start counting from night till day. Look at the Magabram, the Graz, the Mishnah Brua, the Aruch HaShulchan. We count from night till day. Like a Jewish day, we count from night going into the day. That's our Keshbin over here. Now, once you count from night to day, when does night start and when does day end? Meaning, we know that day can end either at Shkia, at Seis, or Ben HaShemashis. When exactly does the day end over here? comes down with the tshuva min cheshlon michel beis, he's not clear. Doesn't know. We stop at face. Ben shmosh is a skier. Atzad hasheni kalum b'tzal b'chokmo. Nashmim b'chayt zerach akav. Tshuva in chelik dalit. He writes the lochis from face. Someone showed me a letter he wrote to Chaim Knievsky, and he wrote back to get a shkiyo. Now it could be that the old machlokes being the litvak and chassidim, what exactly is the day and night? Could be the same machlokes. Could be depends on what yadhog is. A lot of people mark for both of them. Is there a shkiyo tzeis? If so, you start clearing what to go do. So if you tell me the sugya over here may have rocked, is it in the raisel? So the raisel lachumro. Well, the ma'aser beker the place can say is the abonon. You start telling me maybe it's some gabon lekula ukiyemekel. We have two reasons why you cannot be Mekel over here. You have to be Choshe Lechura, be not sure, and go after Shki and Tzeis Lechomro. One story is that the Locha is that there's a Masho at the beginning of Be'er, B'nidah Tzeis Yishonim. Anytime we have a Dindra Abundant that's Smach Dakro, as a Ginnah Vadaraisha. The people have got to bring it down numerous times, Salokha, from the Shabbos also, that since things are Smach Dakro, like Muksa, in what time there's a Ginnah Vadaraisha? If that's so, come along, we have a Smach Dakro, have a Ginnah Vadaraisha, Smach Dakro, Smach Dakro. My Mishmur does not seem to go this way. The Ikka Bayav to be Mekel is that there's a halacha in Sim Kufyud and Kol Yisvek Sveko, the Shach brings down from the Rishonim. If you want to taste more Kamadah, you the Alpha and the Alpha brings down. The halacha is when you have a subject that leads to attach the Sasri to be Mekel both ways. You cannot say Savda Balakulo. That means sometimes you'll say, what, after Shkia before Tzeis? No, that's part of the day. Sometimes you say, after Shkia before Tzeis? No, that's part of the night. You can't take both ends of the spectrum. Since you cannot take both ends of the spectrum, my chutz are high, my high, and therefore end up being machmer. That's what Tosha says, that's what you're paskin. They will come along, and if you have a psak, you know what to say, so shkia b'seder. If you're left like me, I'm not exactly sure, who have the chush both ways, that from shkia to tzeis is really no man's land, and therefore that will come out, that before shkia, the lachah will be for the day, and after tzeis will be for the night, in between the yishlod and what the lachah would be.
And the same chesed when you get Shabbat, does it change?
The same chesed when you get Shabbat, we'll get to that. Now, building upon this, let's see how many brachos people are missing during the day. First, there's Shabbos and there's the week. Now, during the week, a standard person has many brachos. Usually, you don't have to count. The cheshbon will go to the Mishnah Berurah, where he brings down the Sibim involved. He starts off first, that person at night says a mapil. Everyone says a mapil, that's one already. He says also that you say Asher Yotzar in the morning and the Tehillah Sedayim. That's another two. That's together, two and one, that's three. He says you say Birchas HaShachar, that's 16. That means altogether you have 19. Birch Satoria Mishbur Paskins is three brachas, Makhalisi Paskins three, therefore it's 22. And then he says Tzitzis and Tchillin, two Tchillin which he Paskins, that's three, that's comes out to be 25. That means before you get a Birch Satfilo, you have 25. Birch Satfilo itself means Bob Shomar and Yishtabach, and three for Birch Kriyashma in the morning and four for at night is nine. Altogether you have 34. That means before you get to Shemon Esrei, you have 34. Very simple. Shemon Esrei in the regular day is 19, Shemon Esrei, even though it's 18, 19. Times three times three times, that's 57. That means 57 plus 34 is 91. That means that a regular day before eating anything, you got to 91 brachas. Before eating, just posh it, davening, every person, unless you want to maybe don't tell me you say a mapple, not sure why not. But my halacha is every person before eating is 91. If so, Kamal Mishmon says, everyone has at least one meal of pas shakras. Therefore, that's until Zayim and Amaisi. And we have some Muslims, four more. So that's six, you have 97 already, 1 million, you have 97. Mishmuel might say got to 100. How does he get to 100? He counts you by Maru, which the minigun air tells not to. And he says every time you bench, use a kais. So it's Bari Priyag and Allah Geffen. So you get to 100 with 1 meal. Once we got to 97 with 1 meal, I'm sure everyone goes to the basket, whatever. Very simple, during a regular day, everyone gets 100. Very simple. That's during the week. On Shabbos, how many did a person get? So first, you tell already before you get to Shemona Esrei, it's 34. The bayah we don't put on tefillin on Shabbos, not a bayah, but that's what we do. So it comes out, you take off two brachos from tefillin, you're left with 32. So you have 32 before you get to Shemona Esrei. We have four Shemona Esreis on Shabbos. On Shemona Esrei, you say seven brachos. Four times seven is 28. Very good. So that's 28 plus 34 comes out to be 32. It comes out to be 60. That means we have 60 before we eat. And eating, we have three meals. Everyone washes and shalosh shudas, of course. So it comes out to be six brachas for each meal. Till time and amoyti and vechsa mazin. That comes out to be 18 plus kiddush is going to be two at night, one during the day. That means 21. 60 plus 21 is 81. That means after we eat, we have 81. That means during the week before we eat, we have 91. On Shabbos after we eat, we have 81. That means we're missing 19 brachas after we eat. Now the Mishmur, if you look him up, he says 87. How did the world get to 87? He says very simple. Every time you bench, you have a kais. Square period, golf, and ala gefen. So you have two at night, two during the day, two by shalosh shuls. So you get to 87. Don't know why he gets, any person gets a kais. I'm not sure why he did that. But somehow everyone got a kais. Everyone said by period, golf, and ala gefen. So he has 87. Fine, so he has 87, but we myself, or some of us don't use a kais all the time. If that's so, we're down to 81. That means we're missing 19. If you're not zoros to make up 19 brachas on Shabbos, if you don't know what you're doing, there's no way making up. You're missing out a chiyuv that a person has to go do. Now, once you know what to go do, and you get used to going doing it, it's very simple. The first couple of weeks, you start to get count missing 19, and try to eat 19. At the end of Shabbos, I know, you'll try to eat a bunch of things, you'll realize you're behind. You have to get used to doing it. That means, for example, a Friday night, after your meal, after you come back from learning, you do six brachas. You make a shakal, a doma, eight of the zaynas, one of the and a al-mikhid, that's six. So very simple, you got six. The next morning, six. After you wake up, six. 18, very simple, very easy. But if you do not know this halacha, most people, I doubt, are doing many brachas. You have to know, you have to mizarize yourself. Just know, and to go do it every time. When you come back from learning, of course, or after you wake up, you do six brachas, it's very simple to go do it. You have to know you have to go do it. If you don't know, it's not going to happen. Yeah, again, that's how many you're missing 19. That's first when you get to more problems. That's 19 standards that everyone's missing. Now the question is, let's say a person, he eats by shallow shudders, and now he benches after tzeis or after shkiel. So where are those berachos hamazon, those four brachos, where are they part of? Part of Sunday, Yom Rishon, part of Shabbos. You make it early Shabbos. You stem Shmon Esrei. You bech Kriyas Shema. You Kiddush. You feel the time. What are part of Yom Shishi or part of Shabbos? It's a couple of Nachoinim, and there seems to be three different ways to understand Halacha Maaseh, what to go do in this case. First of all, Vazan, Shuvah, and Chelekei, and Mishag Vluski, and Nemetzal, they come along and say, whatever bracha Shaykh to that day is part of that day. Meaning, a person who says, bech the Muslim, Shalom Shuddis, is part of Shalom Shuddis. First makes early Shabbos, that's part of Shabbos, that's one mahalach. Similar to this, but not the same thing, is again when a person does place for Shabbos, that means he made Shabbos early, so when every time he made Shabbos early, that's part of Shabbos. That's a Shagamayr, that's your Bia Omer. The nachmin between these two mahalchim is, for example, Asher Yotzar. If you're doing the mitzvah of Shaykh in the night, like a Vazan Asher Yotzar is part of the day, nothing to do with night time. You're part of, even though you're in Kabbalah Shabbos, but Asher Yotzar has nothing to do with the brach of the Meirut. So Asher Yotzar being part of Yom Shishi. According to Bia Omer, Shagah Meir, the Indian of what place for Shabbos, now on Shabbos. She says Asher Yotzar, before Shkia on Friday, you're part of Shabbos. One Afkamino. Another Afkamino one time is, let's say you dive Meir early from Plagan onwards during the week, you may call. According to Avosna, it's part of the night time. Those 90 brachos of Shmon Esrei. Mashiachin, according to Bia Omer, there's no place for Kedusha over here. There's no Meir of Shabbos during the week. You can make a Thursday be part of one day, so that'll be part of the day, not part of the night. Let's get a Nakuda, and they're saying this assembly is right with Nachaminas. However, there's a third Malach, come along with Shlomo Zalman, end of the Tzal B'Chochma, end of the Yashiv, end of Shtomot, they come along and say, day is day and night is night. Everyone understands you make Shabbos early, you cannot go to the mikvah early until at night time. It has to be night. Meir brachas go after day and after night. You might have Shabbos early. It might have a right to have Meir early, but Meir is still daytime. And therefore, any bracha you say before the Zman of Shkia is part of the day. Any bracha you say after the Seis is part of the night. I don't care what it's associated to, who cares, Sakkal Seif is a Chiv in the whole entire day of that Zman from Shkia to Shkia, from Seis to Seis. And therefore, come along with Shlomo Zalman, he says, if you, Davin, and you say, bench back to Muslim, Bashal Shudas, after the Zman, what's the halacha you're missing for? That means if you take this very simple, this halakha, which you want the simple bond of Paschal this way, in the daily living, he says, come along and says, when you go like Shlomo Zalman, so let's make a cheshbon. How many brachos are missing on Shabbos? I assume most of us we bench after Shkia. Some of us after Tzeis. Therefore, not only missing 19, you're missing now 4 from Berachos HaMazon. That means you're missing 23. That means I assume most people, every single Shabbos, are missing 23 brachos. You make an early Shabbos, you'll be missing the Berachos Kriyas Shema, which is 4. You can be missing the Inish Shmoneh Esrei, which is 7, missing Kiddush and Tefillah Yadayim, which is the case of 3. Before, comes that you're missing another 15, you're missing 38 brachos on Shabbos. It's Kimat Nat Shayach, even if you're praying, you want the bathroom all the time, to get 38 brachas. It's just not happening. You want to know why not to make it early Shabbos? Besides all the reasons everyone says, there's no way a person making up 38 brachas, unless it's mamash professor. The shem shemayim. So it comes out, again, if you go to the cheshbon over here, again, every person usually is missing 23, you make it early Shabbos, you're missing 38. That means you really have to bizarize yourself a lot, everybody, to make sure, especially all Noshim is that way, missing even more. Might you have to bizarize yourself, certainly, to be careful with the sugya of Meir Brachas. Oh, we'll get to that. Now, question now is, once we're missing, how do you make it up? So, first, the Gemara Menachas is very interesting, is Mamshech. After the Chayv Odom to make Meir Brachas, the Gemara is Mamshech and says, what do you do on Shabbos? You're missing. It's coming on the Gemara. Rashi explains, go down the Shulchan Aruch over here, Reis Tzadik. Very simple. You go eat your begodim, your delicacies, and you go eat peiris, you go have mina reyach. We have a simon Shulchan Aruch, the title is called the Shabbos Yashul Meir Brachas Peiris. First, has to eat fruit on Shabbos. That's the title of the simon over here. Basically, Allah over here, we have to nash. My kids like pointing out, so it has to have a godim. So you say, Shulchan Aruch, begodim, have delicacies. It's Gemara. The Gemara says you have to make sure you have nash on Shabbos. So the simple way of making it up is having case over here of nash, mina reyach, smelling things over here. There's a shiloh. Can a person make it up other ways besides just eating? Sometimes people are not appreciating. Sometimes it's not always an option. So is there other eitzes? So come along the Rosh, we want to say the Manik, they discuss it in the Kriyas HaTorah. Can you listen to Kriyas HaTorah and listen to it and say Amen to it, and in the case of Maftir, and those brachas will be part of your Meir brachas. So come along the Rosh, go to Aluch L'maisen Simon Reish Pei Dal, this gemara which we had last month. Is that come on, the Chavin says, number one, if you have to make Chavin to the bracha, and number two, if you say Amen, it's Nichol Meir Brachas. You make Chavin, say Amen, Nichol Meir Brachas. Therefore, will come out, how much do you get from Kriyas HaTorah from after? Well, Kriyas HaTorah, you have 8 aliyas, bracha before and before, bracha afterwards. That's 16. By Mincha, you have another 6. By Torah, you have a case of 5. That means altogether, you have 27 brachas by Kriyas HaTorah. Get to that. So first, the question is, you get 27. That means if you're mechaven to the brachas of the Kriyas HaTorah, and you say Amen, do both, then it counts these 27. If so, affect the Gedolei HaKohanim, Maghavim and others afterwards, why in the world do we have a Gemara telling us on Shabbos, go eat peiris, megodim, minei reyach, make a brach upon it, why is it missing our 18 or 23, or whatever the case, 21 over here? It's the very simple. We just hear Kriyas HaTorah. That's 27 already. What is the world of Gemara coming along telling us, go your parents? You have Kriyas HaTorah. That's 27. I mean, again, on every Shabbos, a person missing the most 23 in standard cases. So you make it up a Kriyas HaTorah. Come along, Makar. Raman says, Echlami, we should not do Kriyas HaTorah only in case you have no parents. Where the Mishnah Berurah is, B'shasat Chak, Yeitzi with Kriyas HaTorah. B'shasat Chak. We'll get to Yom Kippur, which is B'shasat Chak. We have no parents. But again, the loch is we should do what says Shulchan Aruch Chumei Reit Tzadik. I reach pay thousands and last month says otherwise. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you know why? That's Shasat Chak. You stop. We swim on Kriyas HaTorah. Now, first, the idea of the swim on Kriyas HaTorah, what's the say behind it? Why daft Kriyas HaTorah? For example, hear a person say Birkas HaShachar in the morning, and you say Amen to it. We count part of the Meir Brachas. So, what is the say of the end of saying Amen? So, come on, the Prima Godim. Based on the Gemara Brachas, that from Gimel, the Gemara there says, Gadol ha'ina omen yishtam avarach. Someone that makes a bracha, and the one that says omen is even bigger than him. So the bracha counts, surely the omen counts. That's the yisoid, if you've gone brought down by a key beggar. After the Shani, come along with my pit, says that's not the yisoid. My pit is the man of the yisoid. Come along with the yisoid is not negated to that. The yisoid of here is dafka, something that the chiva put upon the tzibur. You're part of the tzibur, the Kriyas HaTorah is part of you. What is your chiyuv to have Kriyas HaTorah with the brachas? So when you have mechavim say Amen, now the bracha is associated to you. Then you could in Kriyas HaTorah because you're part of that tzibur. That's coming again, pashit, Birkas HaShachar. Going to Prima Godin, Rosh Tumach brings down, like being some chapanah sometimes. One tiny vadik be yitzah with the Indian of hearing other people say Birkas HaShachar, saying Amen, because God will know Amen, Yosim of Arach. Going to Tzabit, go like them a bit, not the way. The side over here is mitzad. I have to be shaykh me as part of the tzibur, and I'm part of the tzibur. The band in the miyuchin in Kriyas HaTorah would sound like the place, can I bring down miyuchin in Kriyas HaTorah and not in other cases. Same thing, yeah. Kriyas HaTorah and the Maftir, yeah. Maftir, same thing. Counts also. Another maybe not thing they point out, when you hear by the Torah or by Kriyas Torah, is a person saying a bracha, should you say Baruch Hu or Baruch Shemoy? If you want to count for the Mayor Brachas. I want to point out, if it's the Yisrael to Gadol Oina Amin Yisrael Mavarach, yeah, before you can say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. If the Yisrael to come to be Yitzim with the bracha itself, they point out that Chachili should not say Amen. You should not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. When any time I come to Yitzim with the bracha, I should not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. And even if we pass him with the Evdi Yar Yitzah, they point out, you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy, and the person says Elokeinu at the same time, they're not even Yitzim with the Evdi. Because we passing, you can't say Baruch Hu Shemoy with the Eved. If then you tell Elkenu afterwards, you're not the same time speaking. You're speaking at the same time, saying Baruch Hu Shemoy, then Elkenu, you're not even Yitzim, that Baruch anymore. The Eved come along the Hashem among the Chayim, saying Baruch Hu Shemoy. This is the Elif HaMogin, the Hilfiz Yom Kippurim, says you should say it. Maestri is a Moshe, and the same as Yerushalayim. But this is Ham Kinyavsky, the Mavlai, says you should not say Lechatilo, Baruch Hu Shemoy. I assume they're coming from the Mapit's reason over here, because you want to make the Baruch be part of you, it's better to be your Baruch. To be something that you're yaitzer with, therefore you should not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. Now, Negeratu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, first Negeratu Rosh Hashanah, we don't have Shalosh Shudas, however, we do have all the brachas, Shimon Esrei, Moshe too. We also have a case of Shafer that we listen to, and therefore comes along in Rosh Hashanah, they say we have 78. That means we're missing 22, on Shabbos we're missing 23. It's come out the same thing. That means you have to resort to make sure you make up your 22 on Rosh Hashanah and 23 on Shabbos. The big shell is Negeret Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we said, when we came out of the Cheshbon Negeret to Shabbos, is after you eat on Shabbos is 81. After you have 81. That means Yom Kippur we don't eat. Kach Noigim. Therefore, you have to take away from the Sudo, the 18 brachas we get from Berach Tamozin and Tazdaim and from Amaitzi. We have to take away the 3 from Kiddush. That means we're left with 60 on Yom Kippur. 60 brachas. Now we have an extra one Esrei, which is Nivo. That's 67. That means on Rosh Yom Kippur we're missing 33. Yeah. So some count Shachianu, some say we do it before this man. But was the council of Shitalsai? So because you know it's part of Yom Kippur. And that's one of the rise you want to count the part of the night. So some do before, most, a lot of people do before Shkia, some do after Shkia, some do after Tzeis. So inshallah counts. But one says you do count, others don't say you don't. So let's leave it at 67. So therefore we have a case where you're missing 33 on Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur you don't have an option of Paris. So what are you left with? You're left with Kriyas Torah and for Maftar, that Torah. That means a person, you have to tell a person to have Kavanah to listen to the bracha and say Amen to it, and then you get 30 of them. You have 30 brachas, what? You have Shachris, Kriyas Torah, you have Mincha Kriyas Torah, you have Maftar, Sayin Shachris, and Sayin Mincha, Maftar Yayin. And therefore you can make up the 30. That means you're only missing 3. 3, fine, Ash Yotzar. You have to learn things to go. Smell is very simple. If you do not have kavanah to listen to the bracha, say Amen, on Yom Adin, you're missing a chiv of Meir Brachas over here. Now, I once went to a Reuben, actually went to 2 years in a row, and asked him before Kriyas Torah, can you announce to have kavanah for the bracha to listen to it and say Amen to it? So he told me, that's not a minig, we don't do that. I don't want to ask him a 30 in a row, I don't want to make a chazok out of it. Maisa, I'm not sure why that is the minig. Maisa, people do not know this halacha. You have to listen. Especially sometimes it comes out that by Mincha, people have they have a break in between, they come a little late back to Mincha, they miss some of the aliyahs, they miss part of the Kriyas Torah, they're missing brachas. I know recently the shuls, lab shuls, they start giving out, they eat to Mazarish people, they give out things to go smell, or they give out different inyonim to help out Mitzad Sugya Meir Brachas. Might say what people do, Yeshlodin, Mitzad, you have to know the loss of Ask Brach Shein Tzricha, can't pick it up and smell, pick it up and smell, pick it up and smell, you have to have a headache in between. Fine, but those who give out these things are wonderful schools, wonderful Indian. I know there are Negev to Yom Kippur or even to Shabbos, certain Shivas have these Gemakim of Indian of Meir Brachas, can eat different Paris over here, which is a wonderful thing. But Maisa, you still have to be very careful. Certainly, Yom Adin, Yom Kippur, and Rosh Hashanah, you're missing 22, on Shabbos, you're missing your 23, to make sure Mekam's in the Chiv of Meir Brachas. And the question is, what about any other Eitzes to get to 100 Brachas? So the interesting Rashi in Siddur, in Simon Aleph, he starts off saying, we say Ein Kelekenu. Ein Kelekenu, we say 4 times the word Ein, 4 times we say the word Noida, 4 times we say Ein Mi Noida, and therefore that's 4, 4, and 4, that's 12. It has together like saying Amen, same idea, and therefore we count 12 inside Ein Kelekenu. It has the Cheshivas of saying Amen. And it's brought down by the Maksavitri, and the Shvilek, and the Kech, and the Cheshivas of saying Amen. Maish the Sefer Manik, also Rishon Kamon, says, in church, but not for Zer Minik. There's no makor for this Minik. Allah Almighty can be stoned upon it. They point out, very interestingly, Mishrua does bring it down. Allah Almighty does this Yom Kippurim. Sim Tov Resh Chav Beis. It does bring it down. The Dayan, they point out, is when the Mishrua actually focuses on the Sugya Meir Brachas, like in Simin Membav, when he counts it, or by Risadik, Resh Peidal, he does not bring it down. So when he focuses on the Inyan, he does not bring it down. Derek Agav Yom Kippurim, he brings it down. What happened over here? What's the cloud of the Mishnah Berurah? So come along one way of Shamik says the Vada the Ikka is what we do other place, whatever we discuss it is Ikka Makar, that's the Aloha. That means we're not Samach and Ikka Lagain. Aleph. Maisi does bring it down. He said we go after the Ikka Makar. They said Chaim, he said, but Maisi, that means Vashasat Chak. He really stuck. Chaim says, why over there bring it down? Ask Vashasat Chak. Vashasat Chak. We've really stuck, but he doesn't bring it down any other place. We say Ikka Lagain every Shabbos. He doesn't like it. I'm going to get to the diagrams over here. They say Maisa to count that is very schwer. Gam, if you're really, really stuck, be stemming upon that. They say, but let's say you're a Shliach Tzibur, listen to the Shliach Tzibur. First, if you're a Shliach Tzibur, you daven yourself, it counts as brachas, you think over for the Tzibur. Come along with Shlomach, and he says he tries to daven every Minchan Shabbos of the Amid. Why? Because he wants to get Meir Brachas, and this counts for Meir Brachas. He doesn't want to be stemming on these other coolers or other in the Yonim over here. And then he davens for the Amid just for this reason to get Meir Brachas. The Vada, the Shliach Tzibur, Avada, you count the seven more Shmon Esrei, you count for the Meir Brachas. The question is, can I listen to the Shliach Tzibur and say Kavono to listen to his Brachas and say Amen, or count for Meir Brachas? You say, if you go to Oina, Amen Yeshua Baruch, it should count. The Gerd, the Indian, the Chiyah upon the Tzibur, it's not my Chiyah, it's Chiyah, people don't know anything. So my Mishmur discussed this question, Sim Mimbav, Maharam also, and the Lashon over there is Efshir B'Shachat Chak. Efshir B'Shachat Chak. That means the Dargis are first Paris, back you up, that's tomorrow. Second thing is, can be Chris Torah and the Master. Third thing is, can be Chesar Shat, Lashon Efshir. The fourth thing sounds like Mishmur upon Inkel Akenu. Now there is Negev Shabbos, people discuss, can do a Bracho She'ein Sricho. The two ways of making a bracha in Sricha. One way to discuss, for example, you have an apple and an orange in front of you. Can I have a mind to make a bracha eating an apple, not on the orange? Can I want to get to my brachas? Or another example, can I make a bracha on the apple? I need my brachas, walk out and come back inside. Oh, Shinimok, I'm going to make another bracha a second time. Is that nichol to get a bracha in Sricha? Well, no, I have it in Sricha. You know what my Sricha is? May I brachas. I have a Sricha over here. So there is a shlo, the one come along and tiny nichol to get a Sricha. Meister Mishbu bring down from Maharam, not this way, that we should be machmer, not get involved in the Sugya of Brachas Shein Sricha, we try to get to the end of the Meir Brachas. I come to Izim Hashem, Eben Oyitim wants to collect the Shlo, Meister Mishbu says, Meister, not to go do this ending over here, and get to Brachas Shein Sricha. However, the Bach does speak out, but let's say you want to get Meir Brachas, you come along and take an apple just for Meir Brachas, that's our Brachas Shein Sricha. Once you choose to go eat the apple, Avad is now a Sricha, you have to go make a Brach upon it. That means not to cause yourself to make a Brach, in a case where it's not needed a bracha, but you choose to go eat, then the bracha is needed, a vada person should and can go do that. Just to say, the Issa of Shlomo Zalman, the Issa, what's the Issa to go work upon things, have a schus for people in Bezman Tzoro, via Medin, what to go work on. So, brought on Lecha Shlomo Tfilin Perkabez, that you know, you think of, say, the end of Shabbos, Sneer, Slashnora. He said, what's the chizik you go to? Work upon Meir Brachas. That's a person who work upon himself, b'chol yom v'yom, work in the constant Meir Brachas. Maestro, b'shal plichas, Rav Hashana, yom edin. This is man of Eitz Tzoro. This whatever we get in the rest next year is coming up to starting right now. It's time to work upon the Meir Brachas. It's time to work on everything, Betzim, and Tzchor, and Shabbos, and Sneas, and Lashon, and everything. But also Meir Brachas, especially when we have Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, and seem to be people on those other days, they seem to be a little lax on Palm Meir Brachas. It's a hard thing to go do sometimes. Fakir, the person has to work upon it. And tackling that schus, a Meir Brachas, a Litu, Abba, and Yiro, will of the Becholavav, Chol Navshchem, will lack the Bedrocha. Slochem.